He's still with us. It was Paul Kay, and he opened transmissions, first test transmissions and then programs proper, on December the 23rd, 1964. One of the most popular records during that particular time, the first week of transmission, many of you I know will remember this, I certainly do, was Paper Tigers, recorded by Sue Thompson, and it eventually became a national hit. Well, I've searched the entire library for this record, and I can't find it, so guess who's fired. Anyway, other records at Radio London most certainly were responsible for making hits was this one, to name but one of them anyway. It's Not Unusual, Tom Jones. Thanks to offshore radio, Tom Jones is where he is today. He gave a helping hand to Tom Jones and many other artists. Well, during Radio London's first week of transmission, there were numerous records that were popular. I don't know if any of you actually heard the first week of transmissions. I've got a couple of notes down here for Rufus Thomas, Do the Bird. That was very popular. A little GTO by Ronnie and the Daytonas. Well, these and other records were played, as far as we can gather, about 20 times a day. That's both the A-sides and the B-sides. And another record that Radio London kicked off, which became a national number one, went...
That's something rare. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountain stumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally. That's the way. That's the way it's meant to be. All around I see the purple streams of evening, and on the ground shadows fall, and once again are in my arms so tenderly. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains crumble before we say goodbye. My love and I beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains crumble before we say goodbye. My love and I the way.
You need 4 plus 2 and concrete and clay, and right up to date now with
Get a t-shirt, a gorgeous t-shirt, for 12 and sixpence from Old Big Ed. A lovely t-shirt, a snappy t-shirt, guaranteed that you'll look swell. Gorgeous color tone, black and white. For you, my dear, I say, looky here. Get a t-shirt, a big L t-shirt, 12 and sixpence for any size. A groovy t-shirt, a swinging t-shirt. We ain't telling lies.
And remember, view your Big L t-shirt, send a 12 and 6 postal order to Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London West 1. That's t-shirts, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London West 1.
I try to track down quite a number of old charts, and the earliest I can get back is for January 65. Don't forget that Radio London went on the air Christmas 1964. I don't know if anybody's got the first week, or they heard the first week's Fab 40. I don't know if those existed, the Fab 40 existed at that particular time. But anyway, I've got the top 10 here for sort of the beginning of January 65. It's quite interesting, actually, to look back on. Number 10 was Cast Your Fate to the Wind from Sounds Orchestral. Number 9 was Downtown Pet Clark. 8, Walter Valdunikin. 7, Twinkle. Whatever happened to her? And Terry. 6, Ferry Across the Mersey with Jerry and the Pacemakers. And the top 5 was Somewhere from P.J. Proby. I Feel Fine, the Beatles. Sandy Shaw, Girl Don't Come. Number 2, Go Now from the Moody Blues. And top was Georgie Fame, Yeah Yeah.
Baby, and ask her what's up with me. I'm at some movies, and she don't see me to get. And then she asks me, why don't I come to her flat and have some supper, and let the evening pass by. I'm making records, this has a groovy half high. I say yeah yeah, and that's what I say yeah yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. When she loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. When she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah yeah, that's what I say yeah yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the knock and see. We gotta do that. It's hard to tell you, because I'm trembling so. But pretty baby, I want you off of my own. I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say. I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say. I shot a cherry because I'm trembling so. But pretty baby, I want you off of my own. I think I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah yeah, that's what I say. I say yeah yeah, that's what I say. I say yeah yeah, that's what I say. I say, yeah, yeah.
what I say. I'm singing, yeah.
Top of Radio London's Fab 40 in January 1965. Yeah, yeah, Georgie Fay.
Leaving school this term, will you be looking for an interesting office job? Well, this year, you'll be competing with over 100,000 other girls. The good jobs will go to the girls with a good education plus accurate typing. The best job as potential secretary will be reserved for the girls with shorthand. Can you be ready with 100 words per minute shorthand by September? Yes, the Speed Writing International Center has developed a crash course just for you. You'll learn 100 words per minute speed writing shorthand, the modern system based on the alphabet. You'll learn modern commercial practice. You'll learn how to feel at home the moment you step into any modern office. You'll learn all this not in 10 months, but in only 10 weeks. This speed writing crash course for school leavers runs through July and September. It'll give you a jet-propelled start to your career. It'll put you at the head of the queue for top jobs and top pay. So hurry, write for details to Speed Writing Crash Course, care of Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1.
19 minutes now past the hour of 10 o'clock and it's Sunday, July the 23rd. And if you've just tuned in and wonder what the dickens I'm waffling at, we're just having a sort of potted history of Radio London, looking down from the very beginning in 1964 and sort of tracing it through to the present day. The team of disc jockeys actually for 1964, when Radio London first started, were, I think that's more grammatically correct, was Tony Windsor, Paul Kay, Pete Brady, Earl Richmond, Dave Dennison, Kenny Everett. And after a few months, Dave Cash joined the team. He was followed by Duncan Johnson, and later Ed Stewart. We shall give you the complete list, and there are 30 DJs all together later in the programme. Meantime, Paul Kay, reminiscing, as he often does, says that during the very early days, the station sort of suffered agonising birth pains because it was very early days and the supply service was a bit grotty and the difficulties of obtaining spares for American equipment. But anyway, the food gradually improved and 1965 was very good. And in the early days, there were no single cabins as we've got, as in 1967. And the carpenters have been rebuilding for literally 2 years and they're still doing it right now. The first engineers on Radio London were not English, they were Belgian. On the subject of programme directors, Ben Tony was the first gent who was a Radio London programme director. He's a 34-year-old Texan who'd come over from America and he'd got lots of first-hand knowledge about stations over there and put the Fab 40, which is a formula kind of broadcasting, into operation in this country. Ben left in 1966, and Alan Keane, who is our present programme director, lives in Slough, he's sort of in charge at this very moment. When Radio London came on the air, the chief disc jockey then was an Australian. You probably know him as T.W., noted personality. He was noted probably more so than anything for his famed greeting of hello, which I can't even imitate. Anyway, Tony remained with Radio London from November 1964, right the way through until February 67, when he left the ship, and his position on board was taken over by Ed Stewart, who now currently holds the reins. In fact, he's holding them right behind me now. Say good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Good morning. Very interesting, this. I'm sitting there transfixed.
What? You've got a couple of name checks coming up later, mate, so stick around.
Yeah.
Good Fab 40 today, I hope, anyway.
Very good. Lots of good stuff today. Yeah.
Right. Well, let's reminisce to TW's theme tune. You may have heard it before. I think I've heard it once or thrice.
Swagman camp by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree. He sang as he watched and he waited till his belly boiled. Here come a waltz, sing Matilda with me. Sing!
Waltz, sing Matilda! Waltz, sing Matilda! Here come a waltz, sing Matilda with me.
And he laughed and he sang as he waited till his belly boiled. Here come a waltz, sing Matilda with me. You got in your tucker bag. You come a waltz, sing Matilda with me. Sing!
Waltz, sing Matilda. Waltz, sing Matilda. You come a waltz, sing Matilda with me.
And he sang as he watched and he waited till his belly boiled. You come a waltz, sing Matilda
You come a waltz, sing Matilda with me. Everybody now,
waltz, sing Matilda, waltz, sing Matilda. You come a waltz, sing Matilda with me.
And he laughed and he sang as he sat by the billabong. You come a waltz, sing Matilda with me. You come a waltz, sing Matilda with me. You come a waltz, sing Matilda.
Theme tune of T.W. had the 9 to 12 show, and that's the last show he ended up with. Apparently he started in evening times when he first started with Radio London. That was his theme tune, sung by Frank Highfield and recorded way back in 1963. This version was recorded in 1966.
Hello, and welcome to Windsor's Castle.
Jumped a coffee break and sprang into the studio. Up jumped a cheese for the rest of me. His hello can be heard as you listen to your microphones. Sick call, smile, business, hi to you. Pausing with Windsor, pausing with Windsor. You'll come a-pausing with Windsor today.
Every day you can hear him pausing on the radio.
You'll come a-pausing with Windsor today. Today. Three coffee breaks, two hellos, one recipe. Get the message immediately. He'll see you.
Rather classic recording done by Ed Stewart, Paul Kay, Dave Dennis and Mike Lennox, a sort of introduction to the TW show once, which brought so many letters in to repeat that we've put it in today's programme.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
Yes, Vitalis, the only hairdressing with V7, the 100% greaseless grooming discovery.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
If you want your hair to look natural, but kept in place the way you want it all day long, make sure you use Vitalis.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
Wonderful Radio London.
During the early days of Radio London, the number of visitors to the MV Galaxy were very few and far between. They were normally members of the press. The Daily Mirror reporter Clifford Davis came out to the ship in January 65 and he gave a very large write-up to Radio London, and just part of the quote was, "Below deck, the quarters are cramped to little comfort. Steel walls are painted white and battleship grey. There's a smell of damp seaweed. And the men sleep in bunks two to a cabin. Wash basins are rusty. The showers primitive. There are no baths." Not everyone could be a disc jockey at sea. Many people came out to the Galaxy were actually sick on the tender as soon as, in fact, it left Harwich. It was Harwich in those early days. And prior to that, Ipswich, and now more recently, Felixstowe. This was roughly an hour or an hour and a half at sea, whereas DJs who are currently on for a fortnight spend, let's see, mathematically that's 340 hours at a stretch in the North Sea, which was no joke during rough weather. I remember Daily Mail columnist Olga Franklin was seasick, literally, just looking at Radio London, and she recalls in one of her columns, "Actually, I never got as far as seeing round the ship, because by the time we reached it, our tender was thrown smack against Radio London's side. I don't remember after that. When I woke up, I was back in Harwich, and I was, I sort of caught the wind."
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm hold of your love and mine. To feel you all around me and to take your hand along the sand. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, to hide a while behind your smile, and everywhere I'd look, your eyes would find. for me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. Would make me sing. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind. Dee 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 dee. Standing in your heart is where I want to be and long to be. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind.
Another offshore baby, as it were, Donovan Leach, to give him his full name, Donovan and Catch the Wind. Well, the time now is coming up to 16 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, and after our next record, we're going to hand over, as we normally do on a Sunday, to the captain of the MV Galaxy, who sends his greetings through to Holland. But perhaps I can just give a little more information about the Galaxy, which is anchored just 3.5 miles off Frinton-on-Sea in Essex, and there are sort of 22 men normally who control the ship for 24 hours a day. The Dutch captain is Captain Booniger, who's standing right behind me at the moment, and he's got a crew of 12 who work 3 weeks on board and a week in Holland. British disc jockeys and engineers, we normally work 2 weeks on board and then have a week off in London. Facts about the Galaxy: the gross tonnage is 750 tons. It's a former United States minesweeper. And if you walk around this ship, if any of you have ever been, you'll probably find names like USS Density AM218. Well, that was its original registration during the last war. It was built at the Tampa Shipbuilding Company in Tampa, which is in Florida. And the keel was laid on the 27th of October, 1943. If you want to know how long the ship is, 180 feet long and 33 feet wide. And as Radio London, she comprised a flying bridge, a bridge deck, a main deck, and a studio deck. I won't go into too many details about what's where, because it gets a little complicated, and you may get slightly thrown, because I most certainly would anyway, and do, and have done. Right, well, there we are. Let me play you another record, then we'll go over to Captain Booniger and greetings to Holland. This one, you may remember.
Oh,
river deep and mountain high. We're about 35 feet off the bottom of the sea, if that's anything to go by. 11 minutes now before 11.
Radio London, in cooperation with Walt Disney Productions, present another fabulous radio competition. A gnice canoe narrative with g-nonsense but g-nothing g-naughty. That's Walt Disney Productions' latest comedy fantasy, The Gnome-mobile, guaranteed to make you shrink with laughter. Do you think you can make up gnome words such as g-nonsense, g-knockout, and g-nother? Well, then you have a chance of winning a Bell & Howell Autoload 340 camera. It's automatic, it's foolproof, and it costs only 19 guineas. Here's how to win. In no more than 12 words, make up a sentence using as many gnome words as possible. The senders of the most original and amusing entries will win a fabulous Bell & Howell Autoload 340 camera. Send your entries on a postcard to Gnome Words, that's G-N-O-M-E, Words, Radio London 17, Curzon Street, London West 1. Arrive no later than the 31st of July. And if you need Gnome novel entertainment, go along and see the Gnome-mobile, starring Walter Brennan and the two Poppins kids, Matthew Garber and Karen Dotrice, in this hilarious adventure. The Gnome-mobile opens in North London on July 23rd and South London July 30th. It's Gnote-worthy.
Well, thanks, Jock, and the Gnome-mobile opens at North London Odeon Theatres on July the 23rd and South London Odeons on July the 30th. Now, just before we go over to Captain Berniger, let me tell you that the Galaxy here has two anchors attached to the anchor hauls, one of which weighs about a ton and a half and the other one about a ton. That's why we stay here and we don't suddenly end up in Lowestoft or Ipswich, although we did drift once, I do believe, around Clacton Pier. That was only for a morning trip. Anyway, in addition, resting on the seabed, there are two three-ton anchors which are attached by two swivels and one anchor chain to the ship, which sort of moves around on a swivel with the tide, usually about twice a day or so. There are two messes here, one for disc jockeys, one for engineers, and the other one for the Dutch crew, the captain, the chief engineer, and the mate. They use the DJ's mess, which during war times was the officer's mess, I see, from the plans of the ship. The captain of the Galaxy, the regular captain, that is Captain Bill Berniger, who is currently standing behind me at the moment, and Bill Anganon, the acting captain, is currently in Holland. Now, Captain, you normally do about 3 weeks at sea, don't you? Yeah. And then you have a week's holiday. You've got quite an interesting past, I see. You started with Shell Tankers way back in 1933, and you were a chief officer until 1939, the outbreak of war. Then you were involved in the Battle of Britain, weren't you? You've got quite an interesting story there where you got torpedoed by a German cruiser. Can you briefly say a little about that?
Yeah, that happened in the beginning of the war. You know, because we were stationed here, I was out in the Black Sea with my wife, and I sent my wife home when the war broke out. And we went over to England for doing all these Royal Air Force stations and bringing gas for the planes. So we were sailing out from Swansea all the time, or Falmouth, and that was in the dark days of Britain in 1940. So we had to short everything, arms, escort ships. So we were attacked by the Lizard, by a German cruiser at night, 1 o'clock in the night, and we lost about 27 men. We landed in Penzance with our lifeboat the next day.
How many, in fact, were on board?
No, we have mostly about 45 men on board.
So most were lost, in fact?
Most were lost, yes.
You also took part in the invasion of North Africa, I believe, and you're a chief officer of a ship there, supply ship of the 8th Army, and I believe Sir Winston Churchill, in one of his books, sort of remembered the ship you were on, referring to it as the old Independable, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did a lot of work here for the 8th Army and the Americans, because the 8th Army was in the side of the Adriatic Sea, mm-hmm. and the Americans were on the other side, so we did both sides, all the aerodromes and all that. So we went with them from, let me say, from Bone, Algiers, up to Venice with them.
Quite incredible. Oh, not bad, actually, considering you're only 21 years old. Quite
good. Yeah. It looks like it, anyway.
You've been married, actually, about what, 35 years?
Yes, nearly.
How many children have you got?
I had three boys. One is married and two are still at school.
How does your wife put up with it, living at sea all these number of years?
Yeah, that's a very good question, you know. I don't know whether they had a very hard life, or I think to be a sailor's wife is a very hard existence.
Anyway, you play captains at the moment, and we've asked you enough questions. If you'd like to talk now in Dutch to all the people in Holland,
yes,
I'm sure they'd be delighted to hear from you, and we've got a record fixed up for you straight after. Captain Berger, all yours. Thank you. You read the script very well, I must say, Captain. Well, thank you very much. We've got a record lined up for you. It's going to crash 11 o'clock, so what I'll tell you now briefly is the weather forecast. It's going to be rather thundery in the southern part of the British Isles. Temperatures will be down on yesterday, only reaching the low 70s. And as the day progresses, the thunderstorms should die away, and there is a possible chance of sunshine. The winds will be moderate southeasterly. Well, Captain, I know you're a sort of fan of the late, great Jim Reeves. I had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of times, actually, Jim Reeves. So we've got a record that, in fact, Radio London more or less got to number one before any other station in the world. In fact, it did. Distant Drum. So what a coincidence we got it up for you today.
Okay, excuse me, thank you very much. We haven't you along with us, but it was very pleasant to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's my thanks to you, and hope to see you again. Anyway, we don't know what's happening after August the 15th, but I'll keep my kneecaps crossed anyway. Thank you, Captain.
Thanks very much, Kai.
I hear the sound of distant drums far away.
Distant Drums from the late, great Jim Reeves for everyone in Holland. I asked the captain, actually, what was his most memorable incident in Radio London? He named plenty, but the most personal one, apparently, was the time that when the disc jockeys, last Christmas, in fact, we presented Captain Berger with a suede jacket on behalf of everyone on board, and he said that was a very memorable incident.
Juicy fruit adds to your fun. It's a hit with everyone. Fine food flavor, what a treat. Makes your mouth feel fresh and sweet. Juicy fruit adds to your fun. Juicy fruit chewing gum.
Treat yourself to Juicy Fruit chewing gum and give your taste a joyride. Juicy fruit's got a tingling, fresh fruit flavor that lasts mouth-wateringly longer. New, exciting Juicy Fruit chewing gum in the bright yellow packet, sixpence.
Juicy fruit adds to your fun. It's a hit with everyone. Fine fruit flavor, what a treat. Makes your mouth feel fresh and sweet. Juicy fruit adds to your fun. Juicy fruit, chewing gum.
Take some with you wherever you go.